Begin the current daf and set the shvuz daf chavches. Begin the basic and teis mazda begins the gemara. Geshem shenid rishkag is mitarin kain shvuz v'chulos. The teis says tame. It's a wonder because the talik siva, but like siva, you're making the one that's written dependent on the one that's not written. Shvu ksiva. Shvu is where this halach of nid rishkag of shkag is written. Medeshin le'el daf chavav menav ha'adim b'shvu. That was the source prad la'anis. So what do you compare? Wait, you're learning a shvuz from the dharma. From the dharma is learned the b'shvuz. Yeshem Tzivit, you could say, yeah, you're right, but Mishum Dahi, the Nidishkog is Mishnihi, it's a Mishnah Perikar Ban Nidarm and Nafchafema Beis, Avagab Shvul, it's not Mishum Duch, it's not taught anywhere. So, although the biblical source is Beshvuas, but we want to say, just like we learn the Mishnah Ben Adarm, it's the same thing for Shvuas, of course, Makab Ochem, because that's what you learn that from. But then it says, to Tem, we're going to say Ben Adarm over there, the Kamar that says Shvuas Shkog is Hechadami, what's the case of Shvuas Shkog is? Okay, Rav Khan, Rav Asi. Why don't you say exactly like the case of Neder? And the meniska shachal oyim oichel v'shachal v'achal. The same case as what by Nedarim. What do you have to say like Rav Kahan Rav Asi? Vayin more with the behidur Rav Kahan Rav Asi actually shach loshem mutarin, which is the case like we say kishim neder shkog is mutarin. The kvar yatzal ishvur shach. It already was said falsely. Boitem, another one, there's the Kaman Perk Shavuos Eidus of Laman Avam Beis, the Dachik Lashkuchi, the Gemara pushes to find the Kamar that says, Lema Tanil Leder Rav Kahan Rav Asi, that this would be the source for them, and why didn't they know that? Am I like Daik Mehid Nadarm? Why don't you go straight to the Mishnah, the Shari Nidishkogis? The Inu Gufay Lo Yalfel Mishavu, where Nadarm itself has learned that only from Shavuos. So says Taitan Neir, would seem, the Nadarm Vadi Havam Matzal Meimu, Shavuos, Shagogis, Dumi Dutan, the Gavin Nadarm. You're right, of course it could have said the same exact case. Ella nichalash meinan ma'isa. Rather, we wanted to tell you a story, which is a bigger chiddush in la ma'isa. But Abusa and the chiddush tafilo eival shvu asay b'shosha meitzi shvu mipiv. That even that you violated right when you said it, still potter. Then you're still going to be exempt. Avahash lematz lemeitik mehimas nidan darim. Now it makes sense why we couldn't infer from the Mishnah darim to nidan rav kan rav asi. Because the dum mas nidan davka, maybe specifically by the Mishnah, but because ina eival shvu asay la'alter. You're not violating your oath right away. Dum detan gabi neder. But right away, maybe not. That's why we couldn't answer the Mishnah in the Dharm, which was what like the story of Kan Rav Asi. Then it says, "How do you learn the Dharm Mishvua? Mal Mishvua? What do you say by oh, the Shekin Ein Chalad Var Mitzvah Kedvar Rishus? It doesn't take effect in Var Mitzvah like Kedvar Rishus. So maybe over there we see it's not so severe, and then therefore maybe Shvur Shkag is a Matarn. So it says, "Lapirchi, it's not a question. Kedvar Shal Elik Vesend Avchavim and Avder Maschal Ma. The Beinan Shein Shvur Chalad Var Mitzvah Kayoytze by Beneder Afel Kedvar Rishus Ein Chal." That, yeah, but the Be'inyan, She'in Shvua, Chala, Dvar Mitzah, whatever it is that B'Shvua will not take effect in Dvar Mitzah, Kayyitza, Be'be Nedah, Fal B'Var Hashos, in the Chal, by Ned, there was going to be the same thing, that it's also not going to take effect. And this that they said, Chayim Ned in the Shvua, that Ned is Chal Dvar Mitzah, that means just Ned in the way that it's Chal Dvar Hashos, also Chal Dvar Mitzah, but by Shvua, there is an Oifen that it's Chal Dvar Hashos, not Dvar Mitzah, when you make the object forbidden on you, but Al-Kapanim, that's not a question, because whatever Shavu is not Chal Dvar Mitzvah is like a Lashon of Isra on a person. That way, not Shaykh Neder, because Neder is not Chal on the Chayf, Neder is only Chal on the Chayfetz. And you make a Neder Lashon that you make an object forbidden on the person, the Neder would not take a fake in Dvar Rishus, and therefore it's not really considered as a Kula for a Shavu. Next choice master, then begin with Gemara, Shavu Shalai Chotein Ma'navim. Someone says, I swear I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. Because of Amishvush Lechatein, then he says, I swear I'm not going to eat figs. Zui Gis HaKunches. This is the Gis that Rashi has. But in the text, it actually was the exact opposite. The first he swears, I'm not going to eat figs. Because of Amishvush Lechatein, and then he swears, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. Benir would seem the Machka B'Kunches. Why did Rashi delete this text? From the Kashi, he was bothered as follows. The Eitain Banovim, because if he said figs and grapes, Kolchad B'Chad L'Chudei Kamar, each one was said independent. If that's the case that you can explain it, and that's how the other one could take effect, La'Banovim Chatzi Shir, then the grapes wouldn't be half a shir. So how would you understand the Gemara on the next Amud? They would say, oh, Ha'Banovim Chatzi Shir. It's not. And it's independent. V'Bishnim B'Vas Achas. And if you're saying that they're both together as one, then the second oath cannot take effect. It's just like the case of 9 and then 10. Because to eat te'inim loy ochel, if you can't eat figs, then te'inim anovim nam loy ochel, but sure you cannot eat figs and grapes. Have a kram mujba, as a katein tabach b'tes menal, for oimid, you already have this pre-existing oath. Me, who says, however, have a matzla frushe, you could explain, b'nishba al chatzi shimizeh v'chatzi shimizeh. That, well, we're talking about where you took an oath for half of the share of this one, half a share of that one. You cannot say that. Because this teaching of Rabbi is brought in the Dham of Yitzayim Beis. Mucha kula suga, kumajikos miswan. And the whole suga is obvious like the way it's written in the text, but like a girsa kundras, but not the way Rashi says. Mashminami, it also sounds like the Ari Benishba, Shalayucha Shneim, that he swears not to eat both them, Mikolechet Shir Shalom, a full measurement. The Mefarish time, because the Gemara explains it with him, Migidach Ayla Shua Anovim, since the oath takes effect on the grapes, Chal Namet Taim also takes effect on the figs. Now, the Ibachatzi Shir, and if it was a half a measurement, Bahai and Shaykh Migid, that wouldn't apply in Migid, Dabba Kalam Mishbavam, because you were never had an oath on that. Tzarech Lechal, we have to differentiate a Korach, Bein Hach, Lahid, the Tes, Vyud. So what's the difference between the case of 9 and 10, which Rashi seemingly had a good taina? No, the Osmik is the Shvu Bechol Yud, Bechol Tes, Shayyach, Mahanach, Esther, Koi Be Esther Shvu. Meaning, if you've been in all that 10, or all that 9, depends on the girsa, and all that 9, that even the 10 is with the Isser Shavuah. Halacha lahayi Isser Shavuah betchil kala al novim, but here there was no Isser originally on the grapes, b'shach kamigin, but there's applicable amigur. But what the Nami same thing, the truth is, would be Yamash Shavuah shalo echel te'as elu, because I'm not going to eat these 9. Because of Yamash Shavuah shalo echel eser, they said I'm not going to eat 10, you're right, the chayla Shavuah shalo echel te'amigur, then you're right, because this is not included, then you're right, the second Shavuah would take effect. And that's essentially the way it works out according to the Gears of Taisvis with the subsequent grapes.